Psalms 129. We can suffer pain without suffering defeat. From its beginnings, Israel's history has been a history of struggles and persecutions, one after the other. Scattered and without national territory for 20 centuries, yet the Jewish people did not lose their identity. From my earliest youth, my enemies have persecuted me. Let all Israel repeat this. From my earliest youth, my enemies have persecuted me, but they have never defeated me. Verses 1 and 2. The history of Israel is a story of people who persevere in the midst of pain. But the pain is not limited to the nations, as in the case of Israel then, or the Ukrainian people of today. There are people who are carrying the heavy burden of physical or emotional pain with no sign of improvement, and yet their faith perseveres in the midst of the pain. Eugene Peterson says, "The person of faith lasts longer than all oppressors. Pain has failed to overcome them." Verse 2. Isn't this also the territory of the Apostle Paul? We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. 2 Corinthians 4, 8-10. Suffering does not mean that we suffer defeat. I needed to hear something like that. Today, I needed new strength to go on.